What does it take to be a great scientist? This question prompted Herlinda Kolbel to create her new book, Fascination of Science, 60 Encounters with Pioneering Researchers of Our Time. Herlinda is a German photographer, author, and documentary filmmaker, and for this book, she interviewed and photographed dozens of scientists to reveal their distinctive personalities and passions. Here she is to share five key insights from the book.
I am Herlinda Kolbel. I'm an artist and photographer, often working with a combination of portraits and interviews. And I always try to create a very unique idea for the portraits. I would like to share with you five of the key insights from my book. Insight 1. What drove me to do this project? One point was that I had been curious if the current prejudices about scientists are true. Are they really so different from us? It has been quite a discovery for me to see, in my interviews, how colorful and sparkling their character is. And I was really surprised how openly and vividly they talked with me about their way to the top. I have learned a lot about the world of science through these interviews. Therefore, I'm convinced that I would share my positive impressions about scientists with the world. I visited academic hotspots of scientific research worldwide, interviewing and photographing approximately 60 top international scientists and many Nobel laureates. The scientists outlined their research, adding in personal experiences of their path to the top. The different biographies show that the science is a global subject in which people can pursue their own course independently of their origins or character if they are driven by a common interest, curiosity, and a thirst of knowledge. I choose mostly laureates and other very successful scientists for the book, as they could be role models for the young generation. One of my main intentions creating this project was to spark an interest in science, especially in young people. Sometimes they tend to choose to study economy or IT, because that seems to be the fastest route to the money. They could, or better, should, study science, because that is our future, our most important resource. The world of natural science is so large and diverse and exciting. With natural science, you can change the future of the world. And this is a dream many kids have. They could fulfill this dream in science. The scientist David Avnir put it in a nutshell. After a successful day, you may have changed the world because you have created new knowledge. Insight 2. Portraits. Often scientists are photographed in their lab coat surrounded by their instruments. I thought, this is boring, and I did not want to produce pictures like that. And I created a very special idea for the scientists. I wanted to bring their personality and their knowledge together in one picture. So, how to do this? I asked them to write their formula of their most important research or their philosophy on their hand. I did not give orders. The only instruction that was mandatory was to put their hand close to the face. They could do whatever they wanted. This has a playful element that reflects the childlike urge to do research. These researchers must never lose if they want to be successful. And they liked the idea very much, because it has been new for them. Without hesitation, they knew almost immediately what they would like to bring into the world. That showed me how compassionate they are about their topic and how focused they are on it. By this, I could create very lively and catching pictures. You might have seen these scientists like never this before. The hands are storytellers. You watch the hand and you try to remember some things you have learned at school in physics or chemistry. Or you try to figure out at least what branch of science it could be. Which are you seeing on the hand? One very special quote is from the Nobel laureate Emmanuelle Charpentier. She wrote her philosophy on her hand. Always try to be the best of yourself. Insight 3. Climbing Mount Everest. So, what were my most surprising and impressive learnings that I would like to share here with you? The scientists are driven by what they are doing and they get a lot of satisfaction out of it. But our idea of a Eureka moment is fairly romantic. Doing research is more like climbing Mount Everest. This is a comment by one of the researchers. Just like climbing Mount Everest, the life of a scientist may be sometimes quite draining and exhausting, with long working days and hardly any weekend. But just like the name of the mountain climber who climbed a summit for the first time, the name of the scientist that made groundbreaking discoveries will also always be remembered. They made history, and we learn about them at school. Theories are named after them. Streets, buildings, organizations. And the biggest reward for scientists who reach the summit is maybe this feeling of euphoria, which is elevating and priceless. They will never forget it. It will be indelibly burnt into their hearts. If the scientists see their hypothesis confirmed by the result of their research, and the outcome is a medication that helps to cure a severe disease, it's absolutely rewarding. It is like you are playing chess against God and you try to outsmart him and evolution, which is not easy. This is a quote by Nobel laureate Aaron Cichanova. Sometimes scientists might feel a bit desperate because they think they have failed. But after the first disappointment and after taking a closer, more analytical look, they might even see that the so-called failure shows a new discovery just by incident. It is so important to stay open-minded. Learn through failure, Bruce Alberts wrote on his hand. Insight 4. Mindset. The British Nobel laureate Sir Paul Nurse told me, "Becoming a scientist is a vocation. Once you have tried to gain knowledge, you are drawn to do it again and again. It's like a pull." Despite from that, I found out that successful scientists have many character traits in common. First of all, they have an almost impossible mixture of perseverance and flexibility. You need patience and staying power to achieve scientific breakthroughs. But even so, on this long road, they have many moments of satisfaction, and this keeps them going. It is their inborn curiosity that drives them on and on. And mostly all of them stated that one of the main skills needed as a scientist is curiosity. An endless and enormous curiosity to understand one's surroundings and the enthusiasm to learn more and more. On the one hand, you have to acquire a solid background in the existing knowledge in order to be part of the system. On the other hand, you should be able to think outside the box to be able to create new ideas. One scientist told me this story. "I was born as a scientist. When I was 3 years old, there was a food shortage in Israel. Our family had one chicken that lay one egg a day, and my task was to eat that egg. I understood that the chicken was extremely important to the well-being of the family. Therefore, I took a feather, planted it in the ground, and watered it, so that a new chicken could grow. This was my first scientific experiment, and of course, it failed. But it became early and obvious that science was what I wanted to do. It came from within. Insight 5. Art and science. I have been surprised that many scientists told me that they see a deep connection between science and art. Yes, they are right. Art and science are driven by the human curiosity to understand the world. And another striking similarity is the creative process. Artists and scientists alike engage in a process of experimentation. Thinking out of the box and pushing boundaries, free thinking without borders, are the main ingredients for the creative and innovative process. Art and science have many characteristics in common. Curiosity, perseverance, creativity, courage, dedication, and discipline. And both can change the whole world with their creations. The best example for how good art and science are compatible and alike is Leonardo da Vinci. He has been a master of both disciplines. He has been able to think the unthinkable, to be courageous and follow his dreams. So maybe the nicest thing I have personally learned in these encounters is the similarity between art and science. Maybe this is why I like this art project so much. Leonardo's mindset was deeply influenced by the idea of the unity of science and art. For him, science and art were not separate domains, because they offer a deep understanding of the world. They stimulate each other and help to make the world a better place. I hope you will enjoy my book, which is a well-rounded mix of very special portraits and interviews that give great insights into the research and the lives of outstanding scientists. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Herlinda. That was Herlinda Kolbel with 5 big ideas from Fascination of Science, 60 encounters with pioneering researchers of our time. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.